Hello everyone, and welcome to this Siege Studios PDF tutorial looking at chipping and weathering Tau armour. What we're trying to do in this is we're trying to make a really robust and effective weathered look, so we want everything from the chips and scratches and damage to the armour, as well as sort of slightly blending and changing the colour of the armour depending on, you know, things like grime and dirt, and just making it look sort of cool and adding an element of realism to it. So we're going to go through it in really easy steps, work through it at your own pace. If you have any questions about the tutorial or any of the stages, you can message us on Patreon or you can message us on Discord. Okay, step one. So we've already primed the model in black, and we're going to put our first base coat onto it now. So for this, we're going to use Vallejo London Grey model colour, and we're going to go through the airbrush. What we want to do is we want to apply a solid coat of this all over the main section of the drone armour. So you might want to do a layer, hairdry it, and then another layer over the top just to make sure it's a solid dark grey colour. Now once that's dry, we're going to apply a layer of Vallejo white grey model colour through the airbrush again, but this time we're going to try to achieve a blend effect. So we're going to concentrate the second coat just in the centre of that drone armour at the top. Round the edges, we still want to allow the darker grey underneath to be visible. So we achieve that blend, that transition from the lighter colour down into the darker colour around the edges. You can make the colour as bright as you want in the centre of it, but as I say, do leave it getting darker or getting thinner as it sweeps down towards the edges. You'll be able to see from our picture exactly what we mean. Step two, and now we're going to apply our base colour to the rim of the drone armour. And for this, we're going to go back to the original base colour of Vallejo London Grey. It's a really nice dark grey colour, but it's quite a Tau looking grey, if that makes any sense at all. It's something that just suits the models really well, so I tend to stick with it on Tau models. So again, a couple of thin coats to achieve a nice solid colour. You're better off doing this bit with the brush. And just take your time with it and make sure you don't get any onto the blend effect we achieved previously. Okay, now you've got your colours laid down. What we're going to do is we're going to pin shade the miniature. So we're going to be using Citadel Agrax Earthshade, and we're going to use a really fine tip on our brush. And we want to apply this to only the recesses and crevices on the mini. There's plenty on there. You've got sort of on the example we're doing, you've got a grill at the back. You've got just the lines between your main armour and your edge armour. So just apply it wherever you've got a recess. We really want to push the shade in on the model and make the detail pop, make it stand out. Right, step four. And it's time for the first of our edge highlights. So we're going to start with Vallejo model colour white. And we are just focusing this on the central part of the model, which we've done in that lighter grey blend. So all of the edges of that part, you need to apply the white to. It is a really bright highlight because we are using solid white, but there's a reason for that. And the reason is it'll ensure that our chipping stands out, and it's super eye-catching as well. It really does make it pop. So use a fine tip on your brush. Ensure you don't overload the brush with paint, as this needs to be as neat as possible. Also, we can't really afford any mistakes on our blended grey colour, because if you do, you can't really just paint over it with something on the brush. It's noticeable within the effect. So you really need to take your time and don't get any on the bit that you've blended. You can use either the tip or the edge of the brush as well, depending on what you're painting, to get the best and the neatest edge highlight. Now, when you've done that, we're going to switch to Vallejo white grey model colour, and this time we're going to edge highlight all of the darker grey areas, so the edge areas of the Tau armour. Again, it's a really bright highlight against that grey. You can afford to make a mistake on this bit because it's a solid grey colour that you're highlighting. So any mistakes, switch back to your original base colour and just neaten those lines up on the edge. Step five. Okay, so using the original edge highlighting colours that we've just used, now we're going to make a bit of a mess, and it's actually quite fun. Until you get onto the brown colour to add your chip in, by the time we finish this step, it's going to look like a bird has shat all over your model, or it's flown underneath a flock of birds at high speed. But it's all part of the plan, so don't worry if it starts to look a bit scruffy. Now, you want to add thicker spots of the edge highlight, just randomly around the edges of the colours of your model. They will look messy, but there's a reason for it. What you also want to do is you want to add some scratches, or what will be scratches, to the drone. Now, for realism and to make it look authentic, you want to add these scratches so that they fit in, or they match the direction of flight that the drone would be taking. So your scratches want to be added front to back. You want the scratch to be thicker at the start and to sort of taper off towards the back of the model. Now, you'll be able to see that in the picture example that we've put in. To achieve that, it's really simple. All you need to do is, when you start the scratch, apply more pressure to the brush. And as you drag the brush back, ease the pressure off, and it will automatically just thin and taper out the scratch that you're doing. Again, it will add more realism to the effect once we start to add the chipping. Step 6. Now we're going to use Vallejo Armor Brown Air Colour. This is my favourite colour for chipping, because if you put it on thin, it's a lighter brown. If you put it on thick, it goes darker and darker and darker. So you can have like a multi-depth effect just using the same colour. Now what we're going to do is we're going to use a fine tip on the brush, and it's time to add tiny amounts of this brown to the scratches and the fatter areas of highlight colour that you previously added. You know, the ones that made it look like a bird had pooed on your model. When you're doing this, you want to keep the brown within the boundaries of the original edge highlighting colour. So you can still see the edge highlight colour surrounding the brown chip that you've added. The reason for that is it looks more realistic. It makes it look as though whatever's caused the damage to the drone has gone through multiple layers of paint to get to the area that's gone brown or rusted. And it having the chipping edged like that also makes it pop, makes it really eye-catching. So if you still have the edge highlight colour visible, it's just a more realistic finish overall. So you want to do that on all the fatter areas and splodges of edge highlight that you put on the model, but you also want to do it within the scratches that we added as well. So remember how to achieve that fatter to thinner effect. You apply more pressure to begin with and lift the brush off gently as you drag it back to make it thinner. Again, keep the brown within the boundaries of the original highlight colour so you can see both. And trust me, once you've done this step, it will instantly make the model look 10 times better. You also want to add just very light chips all over the edges and sharp edges of the model, just to make it look weathered and worn. Step 7. Okay, so it's time for the magic trick now. To add a final weathering effect, what we're going to do is we're going to take Citadel Agrax Earthshade and we're going to run it straight through the airbrush. Now, we need to be really careful when we're applying this and how much we end up putting on. If you put Agrax Earthshade in your airbrush and just depress the trigger, then you are just going to make anything you're painting absolutely wet through and sticky brown, and it's just going to be horrid. So you can either use the regulator on the airbrush and turn it right down so only a small amount of your Agrax Earthshade is coming through, or it's another opportunity for you to practice airbrush control. So on the side of towards the side of the model on the desk or on a sheet of paper, just try running out those tiny amounts without sort of splattering, absolutely covering the model with Agrax Earthshade. And what you want to do is, to begin with, concentrate on the exhaust part of the drone. So that's the grill on the back. Now, I've made this look really heavily sort of burnt or heat damaged, because, you know, that exhaust has been working its nuts off. The drone's been flying around like a complete madhead. And he's really sort of damaged the paint around it. Once you've done that, or once you've added enough layers and dried them and you're happy with the intensity of that weathering, you can add a small amount around the edges and the front of the drone like I've done. I've done this to make it look as though when the drone is flying through the air, you know, it's sort of being hit by grease and pollutants and all sorts. So it's gradually picking up muck and grime as it flies along. It's a real eye-catching effect, really effective, but you have to be careful with it because it's really easy to overdo. So when you're doing this through the airbrush, less is more. And in between each coat, you want to be drying with the hairdryer so that you're in total control of how this effect looks when it's dry. So remember, add a tiny bit with the airbrush, dry with the hairdryer, and just carry on till you've got a nice effect. But keep it realistic. Less is more, and it's much more realistic and eye-catching if it's not all, you know. Okay, once you've done that, you are finished. So that is your weathering and your chipping done on your nice, neat tow armour that you've blended with two different greys as well. So although it's a very small example, that is something that you can then transfer onto any size of tau armor plate or any size of tau unit that you want to do. It's really easy to do. That edge highlighting is super bright, super effective. And if you did a force using this effect, then you would have an amazing looking tau army on the battlefield. So thank you very much for taking the time to get through it. Leave us some comments or some likes on the Patreon page, just so we know you've got on with this tutorial. And if you do want to talk about it at all, you can come over onto Discord, have a chat, you know, talk to some of the Siege artists or the other members of the Discord community, and just, you know, get a chat thread going. All right, so thank you very much, and we'll see you on the next one.